We got one more story tonight from the Nerdalogs, Mr. Chris Geiger.
Whose parents are here? Let's give it up for Mr. Geiger. It is Father's Day. And to all future fathers, which I know is Sean Boyle, but maybe someone else. I mean, probably somebody else, but no one confirmed right now.
Yes. Oh, Aaron's going to get a puppy, you guys.
I feel like I'm in some sort of spaceship.
The NASA shirt doesn't help.
The NASA shirt does not help. My dad worked for NASA, so. So, yeah, themes revelry. My parents are here, so I'm going to tell some stories that are embarrassing as fuck. So, this is great. You guys have never heard this, so this is fantastic. So there's going to be a little bit of a show going on where you watch me talk, and then you watch my parents get embarrassed.
You're a grandma.
Yeah.
I've heard that one before.
I feel like in my life, as far as revelry goes, there has been a bell curve of nerdiness. So, when I started understanding what a party was in high school, my idea of a party was getting my friends together and hooking up two Xboxes on two different floors of our house, linking them together, obviously, so we could have two different TVs and we could have two teams of playing Halo without screen hacking, you know, before Xbox Live. That was the way to do it, right? The only way to do it. It seems insane now, but back then it was like, yeah, fuck yeah, play some Halo. Or playing Star Wars Dungeons & Dragons for hours, or playing Magic the Gathering and me getting beat at it all the time. But at some point, and in high school, I got invited to like my first cool kid party. I had gotten tapped for the invite to go to a cool party out in the middle of the woods in Mississippi where all the cool kids were going to hang out and drink. And so I had my first Bacardi Silver. Witnessed a lot of underage kids throwing up all over the place and decided this is really cool. And so me and my friends who were nerds all of a sudden became cool kids too, and we spent an exorbitant amount of time drinking that summer, as my parents can attest to. it was a up and down summer for sure, but we found that, yeah, let's just keep doing this. So we went to college. And it just became this. It became booze, 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 French Quarter, booze, 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 pot, booze, 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 tandem bikes, booze, 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 hallucinogens. And I had my first hallucinogen. And I'm not talking like acid. I didn't do that. I did salvia, which is a type of sage, right? It's a type of sage that you smoke. It's legal. You can buy it on the internet. And if you smoke it, it gives you about 15 minutes of the absolute balls out crazy hallucinogenic high you've ever had in your entire life. I've only smoked pot, only smoked salvia, haven't done any other drugs. And I did it three times. The first time, I shot space stations out of my fingers. and I got persuaded to do it because I was drunk. And I went to I lived in a nerdy dorm in college, but it was also a cool guy dorm. We were a bunch of cool guys drinking. You know, we spent our days playing Call of Duty over the network on our computers, but I spent our nights getting drunk and lustily going after girls and getting turned down at every opportunity. So at one point in our height, we were drunk and turned down from sex, so we got suitably fucked up on hallucinogens. So I shot space stations from my fingers and came back down to my drunk and was like, that was crazy. That was crazy. I can't believe that's how that works. I always thought that if you did something like that, then, you know, your life is forever ruined, right? You do a hallucinogen, you're done. So a couple months later, I had another opportunity to do salvia. I'm like, yes, I will do that. I will have that salvia. And I smoked that salvia. And then all of a sudden, I was on top of an icy mountain fighting a Sasquatch with a candy cane sword, which in reality was just me sitting on my friend's bed hitting my other friend Seth, who had a big beard and long hair, with a candy cane, plastic candy cane. I thought I was in some sort of like Santa Claus Lord of the Rings. I was going crazy. And then I came back down. I was really hot and sweaty and just gross. And I was like, whoa, that was crazy. And I was fit. That was it. And done. And then one summer, because I did summer classes all the time because I was a double major. One summer, it was just a couple of us, and someone got salvia again. We're like, do you want to do it? I'm like, fuck yes, I want to do salvia. And we sat down in my friend Seth's room, and I smoked salvia for the last time, because when I smoked salvia, what happened was that my head split open, and I started floating out of my body. And the last thing I saw was the Hulk's face. Like the Incredible Hulk. Like the green face of the Incredible Hulk. That's the last thing I saw, is him going... And I'm like, no! And I get sucked out of my head into this blackness. Just this miasma, just nothing. And I didn't know who I was, or what my name was, where I was, what I was doing. I didn't know anything about myself, and I thought I had died. Like, this was it. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you are. You have no concept of self. And I floated through this nothingness, and then all of a sudden I saw colors, like, pulsating and coming together, and, like, they were like the colors of like the walls, like the shadows had broken into their composite colors, and I came to like this in a hallway with the hallway pulsating, and then it came together and stopped pulsating, and I felt a hand on my shoulder, and I looked up, and it was my friend Chris, who's here, and it was my other friend Seth, and they were looking down at me terrified and asking me if I was okay. And I couldn't remember who they were. And I couldn't remember who I was, but I recognized their faces, and I said, oh, thank God. And I got up, and I cried, and I hugged them. And then they walked me back to the room, and I stood in the doorway of that room for about 5 seconds, and then said, I have to go. And I went to my room, and I took a shower, and then I lay down on my couch and watched Mythbusters and fell asleep. What had actually happened was that I sat in a chair, I smoked this thing, I went, ah! I got up, I stepped on an Incredible Hulk action figure. I took 5 steps towards the door, my friend Chris got up, he walked over to the door and he said, you should sit down, and I said, no. And he said, no, you should sit down. And I hugged him and I said, shh, it's gonna be okay. And he hugged me back, and he let me go, to his credit. And I walked out into the hallway. I walked about 10 steps down the hallway and then just got down like the Terminator. And then sat there for about 3 minutes in awe and then turned around and said, oh, thank God. So that was the last time I did hallucinogens and the last time I really kind of got fucked up to excess. It came back down, like the bell curve peaked at hallucinogens. Because what's the point? Because I spent this whole time trying to, like, get away from my sense of self. That's what you do when you drink. You kind of try to develop this person that isn't you. And when I did hallucinogens, I went so far that I literally didn't know who I was. So what's the point? So now, yeah, I'll have a drink. I'll have a drink. And, yeah, I'll enjoy it. But the bell curves come back down to now when I have a birthday party, I just invite all my friends over to play board games. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. Thanks.